The applications are open for the 2020 Marine Sciences Explorer course, which is held over 5 days, I think, in the March school holidays 2020 at the V&A Aquarium. Head of Education there, Russell Stevens, is on the line to us now. Hello, Russell.
Hello, John, and thanks for having me.
A great pleasure. This is aimed at grade nines. So come and do this course in your school holidays, and maybe you'll want to go into a grade 10, 11, and 12 set of subjects that positions you to study further in the field.
Yes, that's correct. As from January this year, six schools are piloting the marine sciences subject and in Western Cape. And the students that are studying in grade 10 now will write marine sciences as one of their matric subjects in 2022.
I mean, would it make sense then for only pupils at those six schools to apply for the course? Or is it possible that anybody can apply for the course, get in, love it so much that they change schools in order to be at the one, at one of the six where marine sciences is offered?
Not at all. Any student from any school can apply. What's really nice about the model that we've kind of put forward is that each school is a node school, and they are offering marine sciences to grade 10s to neighboring schools. So as long as the student stays close to South Peninsula High, Simonstown High, Hansby Academy, Brackenfell High, Melkbos High, and not remembering the last one.
But doesn't matter.
They can then go there twice a week and as grade 10s take the marine sciences as an eighth subject.
And, I mean, in sort of, you know, who qualifies? Anybody who's interested in the sea and making a career out of the sea,
yes,
in some way is eligible to register. How many places do you have, and how do you select out the people who are going to be disappointed and the people who are going to be delighted that they got in?
Well, we have a brand new approach where the students need to send a little video clip of themselves. That's a restricted time. They also need a letter of recommendation from their school teacher. And my staff go through these little videos with a rubric. And in essence, we're looking for students that are enthusiastic, students that are committed to marine science themselves, or maybe it could be maritime law that they're interested, or a subject that is related to the sea. They might not study marine sciences at university, but certainly it's something that they need to illustrate their enthusiasms. And then the staff use that rubric to score each of the videos. The students that end up getting the better marks are the ones that are not disappointed. And then the others can apply to another course.
Yeah, sorry, Russell, we're out of time. People must email education@aquarium.co.za if they are interested in further information about this, further detail on how to apply and so on, and the details of what happens between the 23rd and the 27th of March when the course is happening. One final question, though. Is there a cost involved,
yes,
to the student?
No, it's for free, and they can go onto our website too.
Okay.
It's best for them to apply through the website.
Thank you very much, Russell Stevens, Head of Education at the Two Oceans Aquarium. That's a wonderful opportunity for young men and women who are interested in a career which is somehow related to the marine world.